At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, California's unemployment rate fell by 0.5%, with leisure and hospitality jobs fueling the drop. The mother lode did even better. The Employment Development Department's February jobless rate report showed that California added 141,000 jobs, a reflection of loosening virus restrictions on businesses as more people get vaccinated. The state saw a decrease from 9% in January to 8.5% in February. In the mother lode, Amador County dropped from 8.3% to 7.9% last month. Calaveras followed suit, dropping from 7.3% to 6.6%. The biggest employment gains came from a surge in restaurant and hotel jobs by more than 102,000. Welcome news for an industry hit hard by closures due to the corona pandemic. In all, 7 of the state's 11 industry sectors saw gains. The government sector had the largest loss of jobs at 6,000. The state lost 155,000 jobs in December and January when Governor Newsom ordered a sweeping lockdown due to increased COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. But in a single month, California gained 91% of those jobs back, lowering the unemployment rate to 8.5%, according to EDD data. Now, that notes, this is the lowest rate since the pandemic began.
A Calaveras Sheriff deputy and San Andreas man being hailed as heroes after risking their lives to save a woman from a burning building. According to the Calaveras Sheriff Office, Monday morning, just before 9, neighbors could hear an alarm sounding and called 911. Dispatch, with the help of several callers, able to narrow it to Roberts Avenue. When Deputy Nicholas Rivera arrived on scene, he saw heavy smoke pouring out of a home. Immediately, he ran around the home, checking doors and windows to see if anyone was inside. With no luck, he forced the front door open and started yelling if anyone needed help, and he heard a woman reply. Overcome by the heavy smoke, he had to flee the home for fresh air. That's when Michael Schmollinger rushed up and offered to help. According to reports, once they went inside, they heard a voice. The resident of the home, overcome by the smoke, unable to get out. The deputy carried the woman in her mid-60s out of the home, just as the San Andreas Fire Department arrived on scene. They were able to quickly extinguish the fire, the cause still under investigation.
Well, the Amador County Sheriff's Office currently investigating a stabbing incident. According to reports, yesterday afternoon, just before 2, Sheriff's Dispatch received a 911 call from a female stating she stabbed someone at the Jackson Rancheria Casino and Resort. A short time later, a male victim arrived in the emergency room at Sutter Amador with a stab wound. Shortly after, the crime scene was located, and evidence technicians began processing the site for potential evidence. Detectives interviewed the victim, and the investigation is now ongoing. No word has yet been released on the victim's name or if his alleged assailant has been apprehended.
And Governor Newsom says he's taking emergency action to hire an additional 1,399 seasonal firefighters ahead of the dry summer months. Newsom directed the spending of $80 million from the state's emergency fund to hire the staff and to do additional fuel reduction work. According to the governor, quote, in California, climate change making the hots hotter and the dries drier, leaving us with world record-breaking temperatures and devastating wildfires threatening our communities, end quote. Now, Newsom told reporters yesterday the state is not going to wait for the next crisis to hit, and this funding will support the efforts of firefighters to prevent and tackle destructive wildfire. Last year's record-breaking fire season burned over 4.5 million acres.
Well, the seasonal closure of dirt roads in the El Dorado National Forest has been lifted as of today. Due to melting snow, wet areas will be present in the forest for some time, especially at higher elevations. Visitors are encouraged to be aware of changes in the conditions of the roads that they're using. Also, adjust travel plans if you reach a wet section. Damage could still occur from using roads in wet areas, and visitors will be responsible for any damage caused by inappropriate use. The seasonal closure is designed to protect roadbeds and watershed from damage and to protect water quality. Now, for more information on forest road conditions, contact the Amador Ranger District Office, 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, at 259, that's 259-3774.
And Vitalant holding a Veterans Community Blood Drive this coming Monday, April 5th at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. The drive will be held from 10:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. As always, please bring a photo ID, eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating. Donors are required to wear a face mask or face covering. For more info, call 304-8770. Again, the blood drive will be held this coming Monday, 10:30 to 5 at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill.
And once again, we want to remind you, now that Amador County Public Health has lowered the eligibility age to 18 for those who can now get the corona vaccine. Dr. Hartman reminds us there is plenty available and slots are open for today and tomorrow. Public Health will be administering the vaccine as quickly as supply is issued from the state, so there will be weekly vaccine clinics. For more details, visit the Amador County website. And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.